Until the early part of the 20th century, oil and gas exploration was not as vital to the economy of Louisiana as it is today. In this clip, Clifford Smith speaks of how an abundance of cheap land, initially intended for agricultural purposes, eventually led to the development of the oil and gas industry and the success of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, as well as Texaco, all thanks to the hunch of a Swedish geophysicist.
After the surveys, the United States, as far as I know, the United States government deeded those lands, and that's not the right word, to the state of Louisiana. Then the state of Louisiana looked around, and in those days, and that gets back to our coastal erosion problem, that the greatest problem in Louisiana, this say before even coming into the Louisiana Purchase, was the Mississippi River, because every spring it would flood. So the landowners along the river began to build the levees. That became a state problem as the state began to grow and the value of the land increased. The landowners petitioned the state to get interested in building levees along the river. The state legislature, as far as I know, created different levee districts so that there was a vehicle for the government to tax the land to build the levee along the river. That was the levee district, the first. The Constitution and laws that created the levee districts in Louisiana gave them the right to levy a 5-mil property tax against the property within that district without a vote of the people. And the purpose was to build levees on the Mississippi River. And if we didn't want the river to flood us, so we weren't even going to get the vote on that. Well, all this land is owned by the state of Louisiana. The state of Louisiana gives the land to the levee district to go and use the value of the land to use to get money to build levees on the Mississippi River. The levee districts say, well, how in the hell are we going to, we can't tax it, we own the land. We got a right to levy 5-mil property tax, but most of the land we own now, okay? So what are we going to do? So lawyer and a banker from New Orleans called Wisner and Dresser, they put a deal together, go to the Chapalaya levee district in particular and said, look, we'll buy all this land for you for 25 cents an acre. Levee district said, that's wonderful. We're going to take you 25 cents an acre. We're going to put you on the tax rolls and own the land, and we're going to tax you 5-mil property tax. And that's how we're going to get the money to start building the levees. Wisden Dresser get them a train ticket and go to Toledo, Ohio, Chicago, Ohio, and they start peddling this land off. Like when I grew up, they were peddling Arizona. You remember you could buy a lot in Arizona for $500 or something? I'm sure Wisden Dresser went to the east and started peddling this land as reclaimed land. And there were all kind of companies formed. Well, the same way that somebody's going to buy this land cheap, we're going to build levees and we're going to build pump stations, we're going to reclaim the land, you get 6 inches of rainfall a year, you got a growing season from March to October, man, we're going to make millions growing crops. The Timken Rolabent family in Toledo, Ohio, put up a bunch of money. They ended up basically controlling Louisiana Land and Exploration Company. There was a guy came along from Sweden. We called him Mr. Seashore. He sold the Temkin family on the fact that there could be oil and gas on this property. So that's when Louisiana Land, before Louisiana Land was New Holland or somebody else, and that's when they formed Louisiana Land and Exploration Company. And Mr. Seashore he was a geophysicist, and he began to do preliminary oil and gas activities. He discovered that a lot of the potential resources were not on the land, but on the water. And that's when he went to the state of Louisiana and started talking about how can I buy leases on the water. Again, the navigable waters of the state of Louisiana, the state of Louisiana owns the fee title to the water bottoms. He begins to petition the state of Louisiana to lease him the water bottoms. And the way you did that, you went to somebody that knew Huey Long, and you leased the water bottoms from a company that would lease the water bottoms. They ended up with the state lease, and then they began to sublease it to people. Louisiana Land ended up with the state leases. Louisiana Land drilled 6 dry holes on the state leases and that property, and they were bankrupt. In comes a little crappy company from Shreveport, Louisiana, called The Texas Company, and they could borrow $100 million to go drill the exploration wells. And that made Texaco, and that made Louisiana Land, and that made the state of Louisiana.